So I wanted to talk about the other thing I have here is that how Shabbos is a unique day for singing. I mean, until now we've discussed like singing. Singing is just like a great thing. And it breaks through the Shemayim and it's an avodah and it brings out emotion and it brings out expression of the neshama, etc. It's brought down very clearly in Psukim and Chazal and everywhere that Shabbos is a unique day for singing, which is what Zeros is all about. Mizmor Shel Shabbos, Tevilhudu Hashem, Mezamer Hashem Chayyon. It's a pasuk, you know, for Shabbos. Mezamer Hashem Chayyon. Sing to Kosh Baruch Hu. There's a, I put the packet here, there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Okay. Page 11. So it's talking about, it brings out Tshuvas HaGaonim, it's in the box over there in the bottom right. It's an amazing Tosfos. Kasa b'Tshuvas HaGaonim, she'im b'nei Eretz Yisrael omrim kedusha el b'Shabbos. There's this minhag which we don't keep to, b'nei Eretz Yisrael they only say kedusha on Shabbos. Kekhsiv gabei chayos sheish knafayim le'echla v'chol knaf. You've seen this before?
I've heard it.
Hu omer shira achas b'yom, m'sheshes me'echol. So a malach has the six wings, and each wing is a shira for the chol. So on Shabbos, the Malach says, I have no more wings. I have no shear for you on Shabbos. I have one more wing. So they say this Nakuda over here, this additional Knaf, who's the one who's going to go ahead and say Shira when the Malach can't say Shira anymore? That's a fair Nikla Yisrael.
Is it originally a Medrash? Or is this where?
He says Shivas HaGaonim, he brings it from. I mean, the Gaonim, I guess, can't make up these things themselves. It has to come from Medrash, I assume. I don't know. Tosfos brings from Shivas HaGaonim, which I guess means that was the source he had in front of him.
Yeah.
I didn't look it up. Pashtus is that it must be a Medrash because there else. I mean, the Gaonim, it's a Medrash, you know, Chiddush. Yeah, and the Gonim aren't going to say something like that. That's not something they would say. But that Tosfos itself is an amazing Tosfos because it tells you that on Shabbos the Malachim can't say Shira, and Klal Yisrael is waiting for that Yom Tov on Shabbos. It brings down in here. You'll see it. He brings here from this, the Chassidus farm talking about singing on Shabbos. Of course. So the Imre Noam says, "Ki mitanuge machalei Shabbos mashpiim shefa gashmius." From the enjoyment of the food on Shabbos, you get a shefa of gashmius into your life. And the singing you do on Shabbos, mamshichem shefa shruchnius. That brings on the ruchnius. So you sit down for your Shabbos Siddur, the cholent is bringing you a shefa from Hashem also in the world gashmius. And you bring in the singing, that's going to bring down ruchnius into your Siddur. And he brings the Beis Aaron also, from Karlin. He says that the Zmiros of Shabbos are the Knafayim for Suda Shabbos. They lift up the Suda Shabbos. I mean, they're going to make it fly. Suda Shabbos is the meal. And then when he starts singing, that meal has wings. You know, it takes off.
Can you just give me a second?
Yes.
It's possible.